In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. No, I didn't make a mistake with the readings, if you're following around in a Missalette or a Magnificat. Today, in the Diocese of Salt Lake City, it is the feast of the rededication of the cathedral, which was rededicated after the rather substantial architectural fixes and restoration that was done in the early 90s. I think it took 2 or 3 years. And on this day in 1993, the cathedral was rededicated. I have the honor of being the first priest who was ordained in the cathedral after it was renovated. And that day, there were three of us ordained. Father Dave Bittman, who served here at St. Ambrose, a very fine fellow. Father Mike Shimbato, who's from St. Anne's. And myself, we were all native Utahns. So it was a unusual day all around. It was a good day. Though it was very, very hot. It was the 25th of June, very hot. But in any case, we always celebrate, for example, the feast of the dedication of this church, which is in November. We celebrate the feast of the dedication of the Pope's Cathedral, which is St. John Lateran in Rome. And we celebrate the feast of the dedication of our cathedral, the mother church of this diocese. And some people think it's a little odd that we celebrate the feast of the dedication of a church. But we have to remember, for us as Catholics, a church is more than simply a building. It's more than simply a Jesus clubhouse. It is a drawing on sacred scripture and particularly the view of the temple in the Old Testament. It is a place where heaven touches earth. It is the throne room of the great king, which is God himself. It is the place where the sacraments are celebrated. So it is an icon of heaven. And we honor our churches, which is a very important thing. And within this diocese, our mother church is, as I said, the Cathedral of the Madeleine. And so we honor that church where our bishop has his teaching chair, which is the symbol of his office as bishop, as the successor of the apostles among us here in this diocese. And if you have lots of extra time today, or not too many extra times today, you could stop by the cathedral, pop in. You could pray the creed, you could pray for the intentions of the Pope, and you get an indulgence. If you're free from all attachment to sin, it would be a plenary indulgence. Otherwise, it's a partial indulgence. But hey, time out of purgatory. Great idea. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.